The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tom Coleman is with me. In the meantime, the health scientist and the sleep coach, to talk about supplements that might help us get a good night's sleep, Tom. Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely. And look, let me just preface this by saying a couple of things. First, okay. Anything you take, I would consult your medical professional first, because some things may counteract medications you're on. So just be careful. And the second thing is that any of these supplements, they are beneficial. But if you're drinking 12 cups of coffee a day and you're stressed out of your mind and you're scrolling for 3 hours, they're not going to switch you off automatically. So,
okay, so other supplements might counteract these supplements effectively.
Yeah, medications could be counterindication there.
Yeah, okay.
Just be mindful of that. But yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of research there. We've seen an explosion in supplements and sleep aids in the last sort of few years.
Magnesium is one I've heard an awful lot of mention of recently. So we might start with magnesium.
It's a good one to start with, yeah. So there are many different forms of magnesium. Magnesium biglycinate, magnesium citrate. Citrate is more concerned with digestion if you're kind of blocked up. So if you take too much of that, and it doesn't hugely impact sleep. The one that kind of impacts sleep more is magnesium biglycinate. I've got one here from One Nutrition and it's quite good. And that has been shown to help. It lowers nerve impulse. It helps calm the nervous system, and also it can help lower cortisol. One of the reasons you have difficulty maybe with falling asleep or even staying asleep could be high cortisol. So magnesium biglycinate, definitely one to think about.
How popular has that gotten in the last little while?
I think hugely popular. Yeah, I mean, many people are deficient in magnesium. We can get magnesium from food, and look, I would always encourage that. Absolutely, leafy greens, nuts, seeds, salmon, avocados, but many people aren't getting enough.
Okay.
And it can impact their nerve impulse and even their heart rate. So very popular.
So what, and again, we appreciate the point you make at the outset, you know, consult medical professionals before taking any supplements. But what are the type of issues that people might have in terms of getting a good night's sleep that you think magnesium might help? Like, is it nodding off in the first place? Is it waking up early? Is it restlessness through the night? What does that help address?
Many of those things. So sleep latency will help you get to sleep sooner. Like, many of the issues that people have is their inability to downregulate the nervous system. Mm. And if we look at many of these supplements, many of them work by doing that, by the downregulation of the nervous system, or by increasing serotonin in the brain, or GABA. And those chemicals aid relaxation. I have another one here, L-theanine, which I'm a fan of.
Now, what's that?
L-theanine is an amino acid, and this one has lemon balm as well. And that also has been shown to lower anxiety. And that's another key issue that people have, stress and anxiety. So many of them work maybe by a secondary effect, but L-theanine has been shown to be particularly beneficial for keeping people asleep. Like, many people have no issue falling asleep, but maybe they wake up. So that's why I'm a huge fan of L-theanine.
Okay, guys, I was actually only talking to someone during the week who could fall asleep no problem, but might wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and that's it.
Yeah.
No going back, they say. Now, I wonder as well, and I wonder, they might be listening, they might not appreciate this, to what degree does that become a psychological thing, that it's happened a certain amount of times? It's almost kind of Pavlovian. I'm awake now. As opposed to, like, if I wake up at 2 o'clock, I'll turn over and I'll fall back asleep. But this person will think, oh no, that's it now. I'm somebody who doesn't go back asleep.
Correct.
So I'll stay up.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. I agree with that. And see, the brain works. The brain loves patterns. Okay, and you can inadvertently train yourself to wake up at the same time. You're the systems that control sleep. And your subconscious thinks, oh, we must wake up at this time, so we wake up at this time.
Mm.
And then what do we tend to do? Reach for the phone, check the time, say, I knew it was 3 o'clock again, and then get stressed out. Now, I can tell you from 10 years of working with people, the best thing to do is focus on relaxation. Understand that your sleep cycles are getting lighter, that the sleep pressure in the brain is dropping. It's just, to some degree, it can be very normal to kind of wake up, especially if you've trained your system to do that inadvertently. So don't give yourself a hard time. And focus on relaxation, and usually the sleep comes back. Usually sleep will return.
What are the, I know we're talking about supplements, but we've kind of gone down a slightly different road here, and I'm just curious. I mean, are there exercises people can do at 2 a.m. to kind of lean into that relaxation?
Well, what I call it cognitive chewing gum. If you don't give your mind something to do, guess what it's going to do? It's going to gravitate towards worry or what I have to do tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to do this. So in order to sort of stop that waking up of the prefrontal cortex, of the planning aspect of your mind, you know, do a visualization. I love going trekking in the mountains, so I imagine myself going trekking. And then the sleep comes. So many people I work with, we put things in the way of sleep. And, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you will tend to get stressed. You will tend to start thinking about tomorrow if you don't occupy the brain with something. And that's why people fall asleep watching TV or watching Netflix. You know? But look, the supplements are great. Then there are...
Yeah, what's this one here?
So this one is from Irish Botanic. It's called... I'm not sure now, my Irish isn't great, so how I'm pronouncing this. Siesta. I presume it's siesta. There we go. My Spanish is probably better. So this has magnesium, chamomile, hops flower and ashwagandha.
Okay.
Ashwagandha has been shown again to help lower anxiety levels. And the chamomile is, you know, we're familiar with chamomile tea. And all of those compounds layered together have been shown to be beneficial. So I'd say these are the three of my personal favourites. There are other ones that you can get.
Now, we were in the States recently, mm-hmm. and lots of people who go to the States will get requests from their friends and family to go into is it kind of Duane Reade's and these other big pharmaceutical chains to pick up stuff that's available on the shelf there that's not on the shelf here. And what is it? Melatonin.
Melatonin.
It's when people come back with hundreds and hundreds of euro worth of melatonin.
That's right.
What is it? And is there any value in it?
Melatonin is a powerful hormone, okay? We make it in our bodies, we make it in the gut, it's secreted by the pineal gland, and it's one of the things that help push us to sleep, along with sleep pressure, okay? Now, melatonin is concerned only with sleep onset, with helping you get to sleep. It won't keep you asleep. And it kind of resets. So it will reset your body clock or your circadian rhythm. If I take melatonin at 2 o'clock in the morning, I probably won't produce as much the next day until 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it's produced in darkness. Now, I would exercise caution. People might be familiar with Matthew Walker in his book, Why We Sleep. He took samples of melatonin, different brands from the shelf, and he tested them. And what he found was that some of them had up to 10 times the amount of melatonin the pack had said. So, and that can actually, what can happen is that can actually stop you going asleep. Yeah, so be careful.
Speak
to your GP. It has to be prescribed in Ireland. And melatonin
also... Well, that's the other thing. There's a reason it has to be prescribed here.
Is.
And getting your friends to pick it up in Duane Reade's and taking it by the bucket load is probably unwise.
Yes,
regardless of what the labels tell you. Tom, listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks very much for having me.
I appreciate that. Tom Coleman, the health scientist and the sleep coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.